She rolls into the room, all eyes are on her. Everyone feels bad for what happened to Becky. One night when she was walking home, a car crashed into her. Now she's paralyzed from the neck down. See, no one wants to get too close to Becky, 'cause she's in that goofy wheelchair where she has to drive it with her chin, man. It scares people. But you see, Becky's gotten real horny in that thing, and she shows it. She'll drive around in her little rascal and bump into dudes, just seeing if they'll talk to her, kinda like an icebreaker. But it never works, nah. Freaks people out. They don't get even close to her, man. So, like, just like anyone else would, in her hour of desperation, she turned to MySpace. And she turned to MySpace and made a MySpace sex group for wheelchairs only. But no one joined until one day, one faithful day, one boy joined. That boy was me. And I know I'm not in a wheelchair, but I'm a frontiers man. I see the possibilities of those wheels and her lack of ability to move. And I'm pioneering it, man. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, how does a quadriplegic even use a computer? She uses her tongue, dude. Yeah. Her tongue. Becky has these qualities that other people just can't see. Just because her legs don't work doesn't mean that she's not the girl for me. For me. She's my Becky. I put her in my bed in the position that I like, and I hit that shit as hard as I can all through the night. Sometimes she falls asleep, but I really don't mind, because my girlfriend's got an ass that's made of iron. And Becky's cool, man. She's like the coolest chick I've ever been with. Real lax. Like, sometimes I like to have other chicks come over, you know? And Becky's cool with it. I mean, she didn't say she's cool with it, but if you look at her eyes, you can see she's cool with it. Yeah, definitely. And all I have to do, I put her in the closet, roll her in there, take her computer away from her, take the battery out of her rascal, and she'll just chill. She just chills in there for hours while I do my thing, you know? But, like, I'm not, like, a total dick. Like, after the girls leave or whatever, I'll take Becky out, you know? Give her a computer back. And I'll spend some quality time with her, man. Like, you know, like, sometimes we like to play this little game where, like, I put on dresses, funny dresses and funny hats. And I like to draw on her face sometimes. She's kind of like my Mr. Potato Head, you know? Oh, Becky. What are you doing here? I'm recording this song.
I am not Mr. Potato Head. Take this hat off of me now. And I saw what you drew on my face. You are a jerk. I am sick of you locking me in the closet and having other girls come over. The sounds of your penis pleasuring other women makes me sick. And what are all of these people doing in my house?
Well, I thought, I could make a little extra money if I show them how fun the handicap can be, you know? So I put up flyers for this, Mrs. Potato Head in a Wheelchair show, and that's what all these people are doing. Hey, guys, say hey. Yeah. Where are you going, Becky? Come here, let me just take that battery out of your rascal. There you go. All right, now she's not going anywhere. Okay, so let's get on with the show. I'm going to show you. Let's start with this funny hat. Let me put this hat on her. Oh, doesn't she look cute? And let me put on this little face and draw her face. Yeah, that's it.